The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And a pleasant good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We are in Springfield, Carlton Davidson Stadium, the home of the Wittenberg Tigers and the Champion City Kings Summer College program. Today, this site features Rushi and Fort Loramie for the third time this year. It's a regional semifinal in Division IV baseball. Fort Loramie 20-10, at one point 10-9, red hot, having won 10 of its last 11.
Rushi, 21 wins, 7 losses this year. These three clubs tied for the Shelby County League Championship. Each won 10-2 on the year. Chuck, believe it or not, as it so often happens in basketball, Rushi defeated Anna twice during the baseball season. Anna defeated Fort Loramie twice, and Fort Loramie beat Rushi twice. They collide for the third time here today.
Well, you go back to the old adage, it's hard to beat a team three times in the same season, a good team. I know that that's effective in basketball. I'm not sure if it is in baseball, but you know, you get those matchups. Sometimes you just get a pitcher that you have trouble with. And so Loramie's had the number with their very young baseball team. But I think this is a different game and a different situation, and we'll just see. I mean, it's going to be important to limit the number of errors that you make. You don't want errors. You don't want walks. You want to limit them to 3 outs an inning, and that will be good for the team that that wins the baseball game.
Yep, well said. And you mentioned oftentimes baseball, like basketball, can be a game of matchups. Pitching versus hitters, and Jared Middendorf, the 6'2 left-hander for Fort Loramie, has had Rushi's number this year. He started twice in Fort Loramie victories over Rushi, and he's kept them off balance, limiting Rushi to 9 hits in 2 games. Hunter Cohey was nicked up just enough by Fort Loramie in the 2 games this season, and Fort Loramie defeated Rushi twice. Cohey does not get the starting assignment here today. It's tall, rangy left-hander Daniel Kearns. He's 6'4". Jared Middendorf throws from the left side. He's 6'2". And we're situated, Chuck, right behind home plate. And we'll get to see that left-handed action from both starting pitchers here today.
Well, we'll be able to help the umpire, because if he misses one, we've got a great view to tell him what's going on. And you being a professional umpire, you really can help. But, yeah, I was watching Kearns warm up. I didn't see Middendorf down the other side, but then he's got kind of a herky-jerky delivery. It's not sidearm, but it's not. It's more three quarters. But boy, was he throwing some breaking balls up there. Now that's going to be real effective to the left-handed hitters. The right-handed hitters, if they'll stay in there and keep their weight on that back foot, they should be able to put the ball in play.
Mm-hmm. Bill Sturwald, veteran coach at Fort Loramie, 19 years, led the Redskins to the state title in Division IV in 2007 and 2010. And during many of those 19 years, an understudy of Bill's on the coaching staff at Fort Loramie was Kevin Flippo, head coach at Rushi. He's been the mentor of the Rushi program now the last 3 years. He's been on the staff 4. He's a 1997 Rushi grad, played second base for the Rushi Raiders in his day. Rushi district champs in 2015 and, of course, this year in 2017. So Rushi's baseball program on the steady upswing, and Fort Loramie's has been rock solid for many years. As I mentioned, a 3-way tie in the Shelby County League this year. 3 clubs, 10-2, Anna, Fort Loramie, Rushi. These two schools have played excellent baseball, each playing their most superb brand of baseball right now this season, no question about it. As we noted, Daniel Kern, 6'4" tall, 7-1 on the year. Starts for Rushi. His ERA on the year right around 2. His strikes to balls in terms of pitches this year, a ratio of nearly 2-1. That is excellent. Just short of a strikeout per inning. He has given up a little more than a hit per inning on the year. 6'2", Jared Middendorf of Fort Loramie, 4 complete games, 2 shutouts, only 11 walks in nearly 50 innings.
Wow.
That's a super stat.
That's impressive.
7-2 on the year is Middendorf, 1.4 ERA. Team batting averages, Rushi 350, Fort Loramie 320. Each team blessed with speed. That's Rushi's strength, Chuck. Excellent team speed. It's a young Fort Loramie team, 6 sophomores, as we alluded a few minutes ago, although these sophomores now have 30 games under their
right,
belt.
Yeah.
They're no longer 10th graders.
No, what they are now are veterans. And the thing about if you don't walk, if you don't put runners on base and you make them earn it, that's the key, especially in a big tournament game like this.
Two outstanding hitters who get on base a high percentage of the time. Lead off for these two clubs, Dion Putoff, the shortstop for Rushi Jr., and Dylan Albers, the junior center fielder for Fort Loramie. They get things started for each team. Both of these clubs, Chuck, have good bottom-of-the-order production. That's so important because in high school baseball, if you're weak 7 through 9, you're going to go scoreless 3-4 innings a game. But if you can turn that lineup over for the top of the batting order with men on base, thanks to some hits from 7, 8, 9, you've got a chance to score just about every inning.
Well, I coached at Piqua for a while with Rick Gold, who was an amazing baseball coach also. And there were times where we would have to kind of sprinkle your hitters a little farther into the lineup because you didn't want to be top heavy if you were weak at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But boy, if you got kids at the bottom that can put the ball in play, you are a very effective baseball team.
Well, how did these two teams get here? Rushi won in sectional play, defeating Covington 9-1, and then Lehman 7-4 in 10 innings. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie won in sectional play over Riverside 11-1 and Triad 7-4. And then these two teams won easily, surprisingly easily, in district action. Rushi beat Newton, which was state-ranked, 12-2 in a six-inning run rule game, and Fort Loramie down Southeastern by a count of 10-5. So we've already said it. We'll say it again. It's a cliche, but these two teams playing their best baseball of the year. Something's got to give, Chuck. Can Fort Loramie beat Rushi three times in baseball? Remember now, in the basketball season, Rushi had a hard time this year and last year both beating Fort Loramie three times in a row, knocked them off twice in the regular season each of the last two campaigns, but Fort Loramie got them in the sectional tournament. Can the Redskins beat the Raiders a third straight time? That's the big question. We'll know the answer here in a couple hours.
Well, Coach Sturwall, having done this for quite a few years now, and he is an outstanding baseball coach, and the kids are going to look at it, and you got to get their attention, because if you've beaten a team twice, you can talk to your blue in the face. Mm-hmm. The kids think, we're beating them twice, we're going to get them the third time, but I guarantee you that Coach Sturwall has got their attention, and they know how good Rushi is.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, North Stolly in Sydney, South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. A great call made yesterday, Chuck, by tournament officials postponing yesterday's action here in Springfield. Rain arrived in the morning. It was brief. Heavier rain about 3:30 in the afternoon. Possibly game one could have been played yesterday. I doubt that game two could have been played. Spectacular Friday for baseball here in Springfield this afternoon. Puffy white clouds overhead, a lot of blue sky. Stiff wind blowing out to the right field foul pole from west to east. Now here in Springfield, Chuck, the fences have been moved in the last 12 months. The warning track is now on the outside of the chain link fence from the left field foul pole all the way around to right.
Well, I've done a few games here with you in the past, and I was thinking that it looked like it was a little shorter, and I think that's good. I mean, you know, people come here to see, they come to see their team win, but they also come to see runs, and I'm sure they moved it in for the Wittenberg is who they moved it for, but no, I like this, and this is a beautiful stadium.
Yep. It used to be 340 down the lines. It's now 320. Used to be 370 in the power alleys. Now it's only 350. It's 390 to center. We've got starting lineups when we return. Rushi Fort Loramie on scores.broadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Springfield once again, a few minutes away from the first pitch of this regional semifinal between Rushi and Fort Loramie. This is one regional semifinal today. The second game after this features Newark Catholic, which won the Central District No. 2 tournament and moved on here to Springfield. The Central District No. 1 winner plays at Lancaster in regional action. That was Danville, but Newark Catholic, a perennial powerhouse in the state in Division IV baseball, is in this regional this year. Newark Catholic, the team that Fort Loramie beat twice in 07 and 10 for the state title. Newark Catholic plays Tri-County North in the second game here today at 5 o'clock. The two winners come back tomorrow at 5, or I should say tomorrow at 11. Game time moved up in advance of any inclement weather, which we understand now has been removed from the forecast for tomorrow. But the first pitch time tomorrow at 11, featuring one of these two teams, Fort Loramie or Rushi, versus the Newark Catholic Tri-County North winner. So many thanks to additional underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years. Go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primary eye care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282, or go to the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, we say hello to them. They came on board with us about 15 months ago during the high school basketball tournament back in 2016. Thank you very much, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus a variety of customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens from Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which includes 8 expanding divisions, Wells Brothers, Inc., in Anna. from Fort Loramie, Guyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922 at Guyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Well, both entire rosters have been introduced. In fact, the Rushi Raiders starting nine, position by position, is taking the field at the moment, and we've got baseball under sunlit skies in about 60 seconds here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi Raiders in bright yellow gold jerseys, blue numerals, blue hats, white pants, and the Fort Loramie Redskins in white trousers as well, black uniforms, white numbers, black headgear, and of course that red script Fort Loramie across the front. Daniel Kearns on the mound for Rushi. He is the starting pitcher, a 6'4" left-hander, and he'll face Dylan Albers, Eli Rosengarten, and Daniel Burning to start the game for Fort Loramie, the Redskins' first three hitters. As I mentioned, Chuck, this stadium here in Springfield has been compressed a little bit, not nearly the clout to get it out as it used to be. It was well over 400 feet to center field a year ago. Now it's under 400 at 390. It's only 320 down the lines, and right. I tell you what, there's a jet stream up above to right field. Strong breeze gusting, what, 20 miles an hour at times?
It looks like it is blowing pretty consistently, and I like the fact that they, especially the down the lines, 340 is a ways, even for a college stadium. So I like the fact that they've compressed it, like you said.
It took me 4 or 5 years of youth baseball to get the ball out of the infield. So I didn't know what the outfield fence even was.
Yeah, I was pretty good till they learned how to throw curveballs, and then I was done with the game. I went to basketball.
Well, Dylan Albers steps in from the left side to start the game against left-hand pitcher Daniel Kearns. And the outfield for Albers is a little bit around to the right. As we line up Rushi defensively, with Kevin Dries behind the plate, and the first pitch by Kearns to Albers is a curveball low and away, ball one. Infield straight away. Third baseman for Rushi, Drew Sherman, even with the bag. Strike called on the second pitch of the game, 1-1 on Albers.
Yeah, the outfield is shaded in right and center, but in left they're playing him straight away.
Nice gap in left center for Albers, who smokes a line drive to deep right. Rushi's right fielder retreats, and he can't track it down. It rolls all the way to the fence. Albers scoots around first, and he hustles into second base with a smashing double to start the contest. It looked like a breaking ball. It caught a lot of the plate, and Albers teed off on it, and he smacked the two-bagger to right.
Well, George out in right field, that is a tough play, because a line shot that's hit right directly at your head is one of the harder things to judge, and he kind of took a step in and then realized it was over his head.
And as we mentioned, there's a push that direction from the breeze.
Right. Albers doesn't fall down going around first. I'm sure he's standing on third.
I think you're right, Chuck. He might have gotten a three-bagger. Well, Eli Rosengarten steps in. He bats from the right side for Fort Loramie, and he looks at ball one with Albers out at second. The shortstop for the Rushi Raiders, Dion Putoff, cheating a little bit toward the bag. Another curveball, batted to center, a lofted fly, tagging Albers. He bluffs, doesn't go, and he steps back to the bag at second base. Fly out to center field. Ball hauled in by Dylan Cordagna for Rushi. Wasn't nearly deep enough off the bat of Rosengarten to advance Albers to third base.
Well, I think with one out, they might have sent him, but with no outs, they weren't going to get an out at third base on the throw.
Catcher Daniel Burning steps to the plate. Burning, one of several fine hurlers for Fort Loramie, does double duty, although most often he's behind the plate calling signals. Daniel Kearns for Rushi, feeding Fort Loramie a steady diet of off-speed pitches here at the outset of the game. That one to Burning is up and away for ball one.
So far, they're timing them up pretty well.
Runner at second, one out for Fort Loramie, top of the first. Kearns in the stretch. Here's a pitch on the hands, fouled by Burning to the backstop. One and one on Burning. Outfield straight away for him. Rushi's center fielder, Dylan Cordonier, playing in center, virtually in a line with home plate and the pitching mound. Second pitch to Burning. Oh, there's a curveball bouncing away from Dries, the Rushi catcher, and advancing easily to third base on the wild pitch is Dylan Albers of Fort Loramie, and the Redskins had the first run of the game, Chuck, just 90 feet away.
Yeah, now they're in a position where if they can hit the ball on the right-hand side and even into the infield, they should score a run.
Bill Sturwald flashing signals down at third for Burning, who is ahead in the count. And he swings at a wide fastball, doesn't get a piece of it, came up empty, count even up at 2-2.
Well, you can tell that both coaches understand the premium of runs because with one out in the first inning, Rushi's infield is in.
Very interesting. Sherman on the grass at third, 2-2 pitch to Burning. Breaking ball just missed low and inside. Oh, that was close. Raiders crowd thought it might have caught the knees on the corner. The umpire looked it over, made a good decision. Ball was down and a shade into Burning, and the count is run full at 3-2. Albers with a lead at third, one out. Kearns to Burning. There's a slow changeup, drilled on a line into center, out over second base. It's a base knock for Burning for Fort Loramie, and trotting home easily from third base is Albers, and the Redskins are on the board first.
That was a shot.
Yep, Kearns has been feeding Fort Loramie off-speed pitches with regularity, and the Redskins are keeping their weight back and have timed Kearns for a couple of solid knocks in the opening frame. Here's a big looping curveball to Carter Siegel, the right fielder for Fort Loramie, who also swings from the right side, and he takes it waist-high right down the pipe for a strike.
Well, even the out was hard hit to the center field.
Exactly. Swing and a foul ball by Siegel off to the right behind the Rushi dugout. Count 0-2 on Siegel. Both teams like to move runners and steal bases. Rushi, the quicker team. Fort Loramie, Chuck, despite its youth, only strikes out about 2.5 times per game, which I think is an amazing stat. The Redskins get the bat on the ball more often than not.
You would take that. Any coach is going to take that.
The 0-2 pitch to Siegel misses the strike zone. Snap throw down to first by Dries to the Rushi first baseman, Hunter Cohey, but the runner gets back. Next pitch to Siegel is a curveball in the outside corner, poked into right field over the head of Rushi's second baseman. A single for Carter Siegel. And the Redskins continue to time up Kearns. Runners at first and second, a run in, one out. And the Redskins have a runner in scoring position again. C.J. Billings steps in now for Fort Loramie. Top of this Redskins batting order. Hits the ball extremely well, as you might expect. Albers, who opened the game with that double, came in batting 377, Burning at 345. Eli Rosengarten, 357. C.J. Billing, who's in the box now, batting from the right side, is at 346. And he swings and lofts a towering fly ball to deep right field. The right fielder, George Ferrucci, retreats. He catches the ball. It's ruled a catch, although it fell to the ground. He had it long enough, but both runners tag up and advance to second and third. And now Bill Sturwald for Fort Loramie is headed from the third base coaching box to the mound during a timeout to ask the infield umpires if indeed possession was made of that fly ball in right field.
Boy, I tell you, it was quick. I mean, you are allowed, once you catch it, you can drop it if you're transferring glove to hand.
Uh-huh.
But it looked to me like it might have hit the ground, but they're calling him out, so that's going to be two outs.
So as you noted, Chuck, it has been ruled, at least prematurely by the officials, that an out was recorded in right field by George.
Now they're going to talk about the runner at first. He made it to second, and then during the timeout, tried to get back to first base.
Yeah, all he's got to do is leave the bag when the ball touches the mitt. And the runner advancing from first to second did do just that.
Right, yeah, they're fine. They're adjusting now, so it's – now, wait a second. Okay, there's some confusion, but the batter is out.
Yes.
The runners are on second and third, and there are two outs.
It was not ruled an error or a hit in right field. It was a legal catch, although George had the ball get dislodged fairly quickly, and it looked like his hand was starting into the mitt to pull it out when the ball came free. That's
right.
How the officials on the field saw
it. Yeah, I mean, the umpire had a lot better look than we did, so I'm certainly not going to critique that. That's definitely a judgment call. And if he would have called it the other way, you couldn't have argued with it either.
And that's a big play because, Chuck, if it's ruled no out and a runner at first, we've got the bases loaded with one down.
One out, exactly. And now there's two outs and a base open.
And stepping in for Fort Loramie is the Redskins starting pitcher, Jared Middendorf. He bats as he throws from the left side.
This is the first lefty that Kearns has faced. This should give him a little advantage with that curveball.
Very critical hitter here in the first inning. Kearns needs to take care of Middendorf to avoid further damage. Here's a big, slow-breaking curveball by Kearns, overhand style, and it snaps in and over for a strike on Middendorf. Slightly open stance for Jared. He's in the middle of the box. Runners at second and third for Fort Loramie, a run in. There's a sweeping curve way outside, 1-1 on Middendorf.
Well, Middendorf would love to get a hit here and give himself a three-run cushion going into the bottom of the first.
Exactly. Runners get leads at second and third. A single, no doubt, will score two. Kearns to Middendorf. Here's another looper. Curveball floating in and over for strike two called. Middendorf thought about pulling the trigger, didn't. He's behind in the count, 1-2. Middendorf choking up very slightly. Kearns into the stretch. Outside target held by Dries. And Kearns hit it with a fastball. Strike three. Beautiful pitch.
Good switch up there on change of pace with the speed that time.
Kevin Dries, the catcher for Rushi, parked himself on the outside corner. Kearns hit the glove. And the batter, Middendorf, was rung up for Fort Loramie in the first. A run on three hits. We've played a half inning. The Redskins won. The Raiders coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Springfield, Carlton Davidson Stadium, the scene. The Fort Loramie Redskins have tacked on a run to start the game. Fort Loramie leads Rushi 1-0 as we enter play here in the bottom of the first. Left-hander Jared Middendorf, who started the games during the season when Fort Loramie beat Rushi and held the Raiders to 9 hits in those two contests over 12 innings, is on the mound today for Fort Loramie, and he'll face Dion Putoff, Dylan Cardagna, and Drew Sherman of the Redskins to start the game. put off an amazing 484 batting average on the year.
Jeez.
45 hits and 112 at-bats. Or I should say 45 hits in 93 official at-bats. He's had 9 doubles, a triple, put off swings from the right side, and Fort Loramie is respecting his speed as the third baseman for the Redskins, C.J. Billing, is way up on the corner to the left side. And the first pitch to put off is a strike, whistled in there by Middendorf, 0-1. Now sneaking up an extra step or two is Billing at third. And that pitch by Middendorf bounces away from burning the catcher. Redskins defensively, Billing at third, as I mentioned, Eli Rosengarten at short, Shane Hilgefort at second base, and Mason Kemper at first, the outfield momentarily for you. Next pitch to put off, hit off the handle, a looper to second, caught on the play by Shane Hilgefort. He took 3 steps to his right, reached up above the bill of his cap and snared it. As Putoff was jammed on the play.
Yep, hit it off the handle, didn't get anything on it.
Exactly. Well down below the label, put out for Fort Loramie. One away for the Raiders as Dylan Cordonier hits. Cordonier, the center fielder, a senior for the Raiders. He looks at Middendorf's first offering, a strike at the knees. Nothing and one on Dylan. Cordonier, 333 on the year, 5 doubles. That pitch to Cordonier is outside, missed the strike zone by 6 inches or so, popped out of Burning's glove. A ball, a strike, the count on Dylan Cordonier. Outfield shading Dylan, at least in center and right, to the right.
Yeah, there's a big gap in left center, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Ben Barhorst in left. Dylan Albers in center, Carter Siegel in right for Fort Loramie. Again, the battery, Jared Middendorf and Daniel Burning. Here is the 1-1 pitch coming up to Dylan Cordonier. Middendorf throws it on the ground inside, 2-1 the count. Am I correct in the count, Chuck? 2 balls and a strike?
Yeah.
Again, only 320 down the lines here in Springfield, having been moved in from 340 in the last year. Here's a short pop fly off the bat of Cordonier, out behind second base, shortstop ranging that way. Eli Rosengarten camps and catches for the second out for Fort Loramie.
Nice job by Rosengarten, because I don't think center fielder is going to get that.
And Middendorf and 2 batters, Chuck, has done a fine job of jamming Rushi offensive players at the plate with pitches on the hands. Drew Sherman steps in, nubs a foul off to the right. Sherman, 446 on the year. 4 doubles, 4 triples. Sherman, a senior, swings from the right side. Wide open stance. Middendorf's breaking ball is in under the hands. A ball, a strike. Outfield pretty much straight away. Again, Fort Loramie respecting the speed of the Raider batter. Third baseman Billing is up on the grass. Outside to Sherman, 2-1. Fort Loramie leading 1-0, having scored a run in the top of the first. Second regional semifinal today, Newark Catholic against Tri-County North. Here's an off-speed pitch, belted by Sherman to center field. Loping to his left is Dylan Albers. He spears it for the Redskins. As he was moving off into the right center gap, that ball was tagged by Sherman, but an out nonetheless. We played 1 here at Springfield. Fort Loramie 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.OH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, easy for me to say, here in Springfield on a gorgeous afternoon. Chuck, where did this day come from? We've had a string of bad weather days, and out of the clear blue, well, bright blue sky.
We got clear blue. Yeah, I'm to the point now where I don't even look at the weather on Monday to see what the weekend's going to be because it changes six times during the week.
It does.
This is perfect. But this is a perfect day for baseball.
Temperature what?
Mid-74 degrees with a 13-mile-an-hour wind.
I was going to say 75. Wind maybe at times 15 to 20. It is blowing out to the right steadily as Daniel Kearns comes calling on the mound for Rushi to start the second inning. And he whips a pitch in there to Mason Kemper, the right fielder for the Redskins, and it's a strike. Second pitch is popped in the air. It's a bunt off the bat of Kemper over the head of Treese behind home. And it's 0-2 on Kemper. Kemper, the first of three straight sophomores to bat here for Fort Loramie in the second inning. The first inning finished with two sophomores batting, C.J. Billing and Jared Middendorf. Six 10th graders are in this lineup for Fort Loramie, 6 of 9.
Well, Matt Zerker's going to make me smarter because he's bringing me stats and telling me what's happening here. So
okay.
He bails me out in basketball, too.
Pitch was low to Kemper, who swings on an inside changeup and rips it foul to the left of Bill Sturwald along the third baseline. Count remains 1-2 on Kemper for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Kemper swings, gets a good metal on the ball, steers one to right center. Rushi center fielder Dylan Cordonier tracks it, and he's got it for the out.
Well, I'll tell you what, the outfield in center field, even at 390, looks like it's about a mile and a half out there.
Yeah, it does.
Must be a depth perception, I think.
I think it is. Now, we used to have solid outfield fences here at Springfield.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
And now we've got chain link fence from the left field foul pole to left center and from the right field foul pole to right center. So that does, I think, fool your depth perception, that clear chain link fence. New hitter for Fort Loramie is Shane Hilgefort, who gets ahead in the count quickly, 2-0 as Kearns misses downstairs. Fort Loramie leading 1-0, top of the second inning. There's a breaking ball in and over at the belt.
Well, pitch count is important now in high school baseball, and Kearns threw 21 pitches in the first inning. Middendorf only threw 11.
Here is the second pitch on the play to Hilgefort. Ground ball to short. Charging is put off for Rushi. Gobbles it up. Fires a throw to Kohee for the out at first.
Kearns' throw, I mean, he's still throwing a little off speed, but he's mixing it up a little bit more. In the first inning, he was throwing a lot of real slow breaking stuff, and Loramie was just timing it up.
Ben Barhorst steps in from the left side. Sophomore left fielder for Fort Loramie. Mason Kemper here in the second, out on a fly ball to center for the Redskins, and Shane Hilgefort out on a ground ball to short. Here's Barhorst, full swing, little blooper off the handle to second. Easy play for the Raiders second baseman, Evan Monier. He hauls it in for the third out. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Kearns. He needed that. We go to the bottom of the second here in Springfield. Fort Loramie 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Only 11 total runs were scored between these two teams in the head-to-head meetings in the regular season. Two low-scoring tilts. Fort Loramie won 4-0 and 3-2. Rushi down 1-0 here in the bottom of the second as Middendorf goes to work on the Shelby County Baseball Player of the Year, Hunter Cohey. The 6'3" young man hit 400 on the season. Outstanding pitcher for the Redskins. Starts at first base today, and he looks at a strike from Middendorf. Second pitch is a big, sweeping overhand curveball strike at the knees. Cohey didn't like it. Umpire allowing the low strike.
You just look for consistency from an umpire.
Exactly. Here's the next pitch by Middendorf. Off speed again, and Cohey smacks it between third and short into left field. A base hit. Cohey stung that one, Chuck.
Kept his weight back like you talked about. If they're throwing slower and off speed, you keep that weight back, you're a hitter.
Now the wheels are turning. Tying run aboard at first for Rushi. No one out. Bottom of the second inning. Raiders the home team. Redskins up a run, 1-0. Fort Loramie third baseman C.J. Billing up on the grass but two steps. Infield double play depth. Here is the pitch on the play to Kevin Dreese. Here's a blooper into short right center. It's going to fall for a single. Wasn't hit hard by Dreese, but it was looped out there where nobody could get to it. The second baseman for Fort Loramie retreated back when Hilgefort and Albers and Siegel roamed in from center and right, respectively. But that ball was in no man's land. And Dreese and Cohey are aboard to start the second inning for Fort Loramie.
You don't want to necessarily hit it hard. You want to hit them where they're not. Yogi Berra.
Or I should say to start the second inning for Rushi with two on. Here's a bunt attempt by the sixth hitter. Second baseman Evan Monier fouled off to the left. It's Rushi getting the first two on to start the bottom of the second. Tying run at second base. Go-ahead run at first. Clearly a sacrificing situation here, Chuck, for Evan Monier, who's down a strike. Middendorf into the stretch. He's at the belt. The pitch to Monier. Bunt, third base side.
Perfect.
It's a good one. Fielded on the play by the third baseman. Thrown to first. Late. It was beaten by Monier. Boy, that was a nine iron of a bunt to the third baseman. It stuck in the thick grass. Billing picked it up belatedly on one hop. The ball almost died. Good wheels from Monier. Looked like a tie at first. Good call by the first base umpire. They're loaded.
Well, Billing, he was caught in no man's land. That was a perfect bunt. He was the only thing he could hope for is if it kicked foul.
And here is the left fielder, Jack Dapor, stepping in for Rushi. Bases loaded, nobody out. Rushi down a run. Here's a curveball by Middendorf, swung on and missed by Dapor. It's a strike. Boy, Jack was pulling that bat through the strike zone hard, and Middendorf came off speed on his opener. 0-1 pitch to Dapor, another breaking ball. Towered to center, medium short center field, caught by Dylan Albers. Runner at third for Rushi bluffs. Can't come home. He stays put.
Again, no outs. You do not get the second out thrown out at home plate there. That's a good play. And that, they need a base hit gives them a lead right now. The outfield, look how short they are.
Mm-hmm. Yep, left, center, and right bunched up for Fort Loramie. I bet they're no further, Chuck, than what, 250 feet from home plate?
Yeah, if he gets a hold of one here, yep, they could run forever.
Darryl Levy, the DH, swings from the left side. Bat high in the air behind his left shoulder, well above his head. He swings it back and forth. He golfs at a pitch from Middendorf and fouls it at the plate into the mitt of Fort Loramie's catcher Burning. It's a strike on Levy. Very crucial stretch in this game. Rushi with three aboard, no one out. Now three on and one out. Pitch to Levy up and in under his chin.
Whoa.
1-1. Rushi got three straight hits to start the frame. Then the short fly out off the bat of Daypour. Pitch to Levy, 1-1 throw from Middendorf right at the knees, outside half of the plate. Perfect pitch. It's
that
a strike.
Perfect. Perfect pitch right there.
Well done. Lefty against lefty, 1-2. Middendorf needs a strikeout. Levy wants to put the bat on the ball somewhere. Burning sets up, and the pitch bounces up there, 2-2.
Nice play by Daniel Burning that time. That ball gets by him, and the game's tied.
Hunter Cohey at third. Kevin Dreese at second. Evan Monier at first. 2-2 count on Levy. Middendorf into the stretch. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball plunks him on the right hip.
Wow.
It hit him. The ball was way inside. Levy really couldn't get out of the way of it. In fact, had he retreated, Chuck, and backpedaled, he would have walked into the pitch even further. His only option was maybe to step over home plate.
Yeah, but why do that? I just got an RBI.
True. It was a slow breaking ball from Middendorf. Missed the strike zone badly. It hit the batter, Levy, forcing in a run. Base is still full for Rushi. 1-1, one out, bottom of the second inning. Well, we talked in the pregame about the importance of limiting base runners, playing error-free baseball, making the routine plays, avoiding walks, and the last thing you want to do is hit somebody with the bases loaded.
Yeah, well, that was not what their plan was there, but that bunt was key because they were just trying to sacrifice, and it was such a good bunt that it loaded the bases.
Mm-hmm. Right fielder Clay George steps in now for Rushi from the right side. Base is still full for the Raiders, and the Fort Loramie infield is shallow. At short and second, on the edge of the infield grass, are Rosengarten and Hilgefort. Outfield up shallow for George. And he'll have to tee off on a fly ball in order to advance the runner in from third. Here's Middendorf's leadoff pitch, wide, off the plate outside to George, 1-0. Clearly, Chuck Middendorf not nearly as sharp in inning number two as he was in the first frame.
There's a lot of pressure. These are kids. There's a lot of pressure right now.
Third time this year, Middendorf has pitched against Rushi. George hits a tall skyscraper to right. The right fielder for Fort Loramie, Carter Siegel, retreats. Runner tags from third for Rushi and slides home safe. And the Raiders take a 2-1 lead.
Well, all three runners advanced. Should have thrown that ball into the infield to second base and try to keep the runner at first instead of throwing it in because they had no chance of getting the runner at the plate.
No question, Chuck, that throw by Carter Siegel from right field has got to be cut off in the middle of the diamond to keep those runners at first and second. Now Rushi has men at second and third, two down. A single would play two more. Rushi leads 2-1 on the sack fly by George. We go to the top of the order for Dion Putoff. Slow breaking ball from Middendorf low. Putoff popped out to second, jammed on a pitch to start the game for Rushi in the first inning. Rushi's gone ahead of Fort Loramie here in the second, 2-1. Runners at second and third, two down for Putoff. Middendorf's pitch, hard ground ball to third, knocked down by Billing. He recovers, throws to first, and got him by a step.
What heck of a play. Heck of a play.
That ball by Putoff was rammed to third baseman C.J. Billing of Fort Loramie. He did well to get a mitt on it and slap it to the turf. He got to the ball quickly with his right hand and threw a seed to first base to nip the fast-running Dion Putoff. And that prevents further damage. Rushi does get two. We've played two innings here at Springfield. The Rushi Raiders 2, Fort Loramie Redskins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It is a sunlit Carlton Davidson Stadium here in Springfield. And right now, Chuck, the sun shining on the Rushi Raiders, who have overtaken Fort Loramie after two innings. 2-1 Raiders scoring twice on three hits in the second after Fort Loramie scored a run on three hits in the first. Redskins bat in the top of the third. And it's the beginning of the lineup. Dylan Albers against left-hander Daniel Kearns. A strike taken on the outside corner. Outfield plays Albers to pull. Here is a slow breaking ball, trying to wait back as long as possible as Albers, but he gets under it and hits a very high pop in the middle of the diamond. Good play by Hunter Cohey as he advances in from first base near the pitching mound and calls off the third baseman, makes the catch for the out.
Yeah, I mean, Kearns has really picked it up now after that first inning where they were hitting pretty hard.
Here is Eli Rosengarten stepping in now for the Fort Loramie Redskins. First pitch is a ball. It misses the strike zone. Next pitch to Eli, swung and fouled back over the screen and beyond us. Well, no, it did drop down right on the screen in front of the media box. 1-1 on Rosengarten, who hit 360 on the year for Fort Loramie. Rosengarten on the season scored 24 times. He had 30 ribbies. Here's the pitch to him by Kearns. Yes, on the outside corner. We had a good look at it. Umpire gave him the black on the edge. 1-2 count.
Well, you talk about a curveball to a right-handed hitter. That was perfect.
Kearns again pitches. Curveball bounced over the mound. Good play, but put off. The shortstop for Rushi near the second base bag. Throw on to first is in time, but two steps to get Rosengarten. Two up, two down now for Fort Loramie here in the third. And Chuck, Kearns has now retired 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row, including the last two hitters in the first and a 1-2-3 inning in the second.
And he's throwing a lot less pitches than he did in that first inning.
Here's Daniel Burning with a looping foul off the end of the bat behind first. Cohey retreats. He's in the grass and has it for the out. Daniel Kearns, who threw an excess of 20 pitches in the first inning, is mowing Fort Loramie down quickly now, having retired 8 in a row. We move to the bottom of the third. Rushi 2, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back in Springfield. Oh, what a gorgeous day for a regional semifinal between Fort Loramie and Rushi. And the Raiders have overtaken the Redskins 2-1 thanks to a two-run second inning by Rushi after Fort Loramie had put up a marker in the first. Daniel Kearns has retired a string of eight straight now for the Raiders. Jared Middendorf back to the mound for Fort Loramie. He gave up two runs on three hits in the second inning, Chuck, and it could have been more. Middendorf got put off on a big out to end the third inning. Dylan Cordonier leads off the third for Rushi. It was put off and made the out in the second inning for Rushi after the Raiders had scored two. Raiders finished that inning with runners at second and third. A base hit would have plated two more. Here's a big breaking ball from Middendorf to start off Dylan Cordonier. It's in and over at the waist for a strike. Middendorf and Kearns featuring a lot of off-speed stuff here today. Another one bouncing to the plate, and the count is 1-1 on the batter for the Rushi Raiders. Center fielder Dylan Cordonier, a senior, bats from the right side. Next pitch to Dylan by Middendorf. Inside, outside swing, ball popped in the air to right field. Right fielder for Fort Loramie, Carter Siegel coming on, and he gathers it for the out.
Yeah, he did a nice job. He kind of looked at the second baseman and realized it was his ball, so he called him off and got there a lot faster than I would have.
Carter might have gotten the benefit, Chuck, of the sun going behind the cloud during that at-bat.
Yeah, a little bit.
Drew Sherman steps in now for Rushi. Big breaking ball from Middendorf. He comes straight over the top with the curve in on the inside corner for a strike.
Drew hit it right on the button into the first time up.
Sure did. Ball was hit hard by Sherman to center field. There's a ball low, 1-1. Interesting how both pitchers, Middendorf and Kearns, with a style somewhat backwards in that they're starting hitters off, Chuck, oftentimes with breaking balls, and then trying to sneak the fast one by them later in the count.
Well, if you're trying to keep your weight back for the curveball and you throw that fastball in on the hands, it's hard to hit.
2-1 now on Sherman. Middendorf's 2-1 pitch is bounced on one hop to the mound. Glove with a lefty. Middendorf on to first for the out, and Sherman is retired, pitcher to first baseman. Play goes 1-3. And here is Hunter Cohey, who singled to start that two-run second inning for Rushi. Very conceivably, a young man like Hunter Cohey or a Jack Daypour could help close this game for Rushi should the Raiders have a lead late in the sixth or seventh inning. Curveball by Middendorf, strike inside corner. It was taken. Open stance for Cohey, who swings and pulls a foul to the left of the Raiders coaching box at third, 0-2 on Hunter.
If Rushi can get like four or five innings out of Kearns and then they bring in a right-hander that throws it a little harder, that's tough to time up.
Here is the pitch to Cohey. Curveball bounces right behind home plate. Cohey checks his swing in time, an appeal made to the first base umpire, who indicates safe, no swing by Cohey. Two strikes and a ball on Hunter. Left fielder for Fort Loramie playing Cohey very deep. That's Ben Barhorst, and he's hugging the line. Here's a big side-winding curveball to Cohey, hangs high and away, and the count is even up at 2-2. Cohey can drive the ball out of here, no question about that. He's got three jacks on the season. Slow breaking curveball, same spot, high and away. 3-2 now in Cohey. Let's see if Middendorf comes with the heater, Chuck, on 3-2. Two down, third inning, Rushi up 2-1. Another curveball, that one missed even more outside than the previous two pitches. And Cohey gets a free pass to first.
Well, I think with two outs and first base open, I don't think that he was going to give him anything to hit.
Kevin Dree steps in wears number 4 on his back. Rushi Raiders in the bright yellow gold jerseys, blue numbers, blue headgear, white pants. Fort Loramie, the white trousers, black hats and jerseys, white numbers, and that Fort Loramie script across the front in red, trimmed in white. Runner at first, Cohey takes the lead. Middendorf peers over there, then steps to first and throws. Cohey is back easily. Third baseman Billing up on the edge of the grass for Fort Loramie. Shortstop and second baseman crowd the middle. Pitch to Dries, high and in, and it's a ball. 1-0 on Dries. Outfielders for Fort Loramie. Straight away and left, Albers shading Dries a little bit to right center. Here's the swing to Dries. High, bouncing ball to third. Billing leaps and gets the tip end of his glove on it. The ball bounces beyond him down the left field line. Dries scurries around first. The runner advancing to third on the base hit. It's a double for Dries. And because Billing was playing him snug in at third, Chuck, his leap did not enable him to get the full mitt on the ball. It skipped off the tip end of his glove down the line. Hustling over in left field was Ben Barhorst for Fort Loramie. Double for Dries. Cohey scampers to third. And with two outs, Rushi is trying to stir something up in inning number 3.
Well, the fact that Billing got a glove on that at all kept Rushi from scoring a run on that one, because if he hadn't knocked the ball and kept it shorter, that would have been down the line and they would have scored another run.
Yeah, I think that's a good observation. That ball was hit hard enough off the bat of Dries to perhaps go far enough down the left field line.
Now look at this defensive alignment. They brought the left fielder in.
Now Fort Loramie knows something about the hitting characteristics of Evan Monier. We have 3 infielders to the right of second base. The left fielder for Fort Loramie, Ben Barhorst, is playing up the middle like a short fielder does in softball sometimes.
Yeah, but he's not even in the outfield. He's in the skin.
Left field is wide open, nobody out there. 2 outfielders for Fort Loramie. The pitch to Monier, a ball after a taken strike, 1-1.
Boy, if he can do something and put that ball into left field, he'll be standing on third base before somebody goes and gets it.
Up, the scouting report on Evan Monier is he doesn't pull the ball very often. Oh, this time he does wrap it to short. Well hit, but the shortstop Rosengarten spears it as he lunged to his left. Got a good throw on to first to get the out. That is a big play. The Redskins needed that to stay within reach of Rushi down a run. We played 3 here at Springfield. Rushi clings to a 1-run lead over Fort Loramie. 2-1 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
We have played 3 innings here at Springfield. The Rushi Raiders lead the Fort Loramie Redskins. Rushi with 2 runs on 4 hits through 3 frames. And Fort Loramie's got a run on 2 hits through 3.
Well, Mittendorf has thrown 46 pitches, 27 for strikes. Kearns has only thrown 38 pitches now, 26 of them for strikes.
And Daniel Kearns, speaking of him, 8 batters in succession retired by Kearns. Sack fly by Billing was the second out in the first. Middendorf, then Cade. And then a 1-2-3 second, a 1-2-3 third. Fort Loramie's getting the bat on the ball. Kearns has struck out just 1. But after timing Kearns up in the first inning pretty well, Fort Loramie has had difficulty doing it in the second and third innings. We start the 4th. Right fielder Carter Siegel steps in for Fort Loramie. He socked a single in the 1-run first inning for the Redskins, and he takes a ball out of the strike zone upstairs. Division 4 Regional Semifinal. The winner of this game returns tomorrow at 11 to take on the club victorious in Game 2 here today between Newark Catholic and Tri-County North. First pitch time tomorrow, 11. We're on the web online at 10:30. Line drive single to center field by Siegel, right past the outstretched glove of Kearns on the mound. He couldn't get his mitt up in time to glove that ball.
It's just how you teach it, right back where it came from.
Exactly. Ball landed on the ground out by the second base bag and scooted on into center. And working now on a two-for-two day, Carter Siegel, two singles for him for Fort Loramie. Tying run at first, and C.J. Billing steps in. Siegel came into this game hitting a hot 4-13. First pitch, a strike to C.J. Billing, who's batting 346 on the campaign for Fort Loramie. Will be interesting to see, Chuck, what head coach Bill Sturwald in the third base box for Fort Loramie flashes with a runner at first and none out. That represents the tying run at first base. Billing back in the box. Short conference. Dries and Kearns throw on to first. Siegel back easily. Big hole right side of the infield with Kohee holding the runner on. Marucci's second baseman Evan Monier shading toward the second base bag. Swing and a foul right back toward us. Had there not been the screen in front, Chuck McBee would have
had it.
Yep, all the way. All the way. Chuck would have picked that one off.
I only flinched a little bit.
Two strikes on C.J. Billing with Carter Siegel at first. Here's the windup, the pitch of the plate. Slow breaking ball, powered to center, pretty well hit. Retreating three, four, five steps. Out there is Dylan Cordonier. He's got it for the Rushi Raiders. Hustling back to first quickly is Siegel. One down now, one on for Fort Loramie here in the fourth. Rushi leads it 2-1. Jared Middendorf, the Fort Loramie hurler, steps in from the left side. Again, the wind blowing out to the right. It's not going to help balls hit the left and center very much. Chuck, just as I say that, I look at the...
switched a little bit.
Yeah, the American flag out in right center field is pointing more towards center now. Foul ball off the bat of Middendorf over in the Fort Loramie dugout to the left. Here's the 0-1 pitch by Kearns to Middendorf, way off the plate outside. A sweeping curveball, 1-1 on Middendorf. 2-1 lead for Rushi, top of the fourth. One out, one on for Fort Loramie. Siegel with about a 7 or 8 foot lead. Slow curveball to Middendorf. He tries to time it, bounces to first. Kohee gloves, doesn't touch the bag. He throws it away at second base. It goes in the left center, and all hands are safe.
Wow. I mean, that's a choice you make as a first baseman right there. You know, as a coach, I think you want to get the second out. But, you know, he was trying to make a play, and he threw it away.
Not sure that he could have gotten the double play by tagging the bag first and then
maybe
and then
maybe.
Going to second.
But you get that out, especially if it's the second out of an inning.
Yep, I agree 100%. Error, Kohee on the throw to second. And now Fort Loramie's got runners at first and second. Siegel moved up to second base. He slid in at second and couldn't hop up in time to make the dash for third. Good recovery in left field by Rushi. Here is a slow curveball to Mason Kemper, a strike at the thighs right down the middle. Good pitch by Kearns. Again, both hurlers throwing somewhat backwards here today, starting hitters off with off-speed stuff. There's a low and away changeup, swing and a miss. 0-2 count on Kemper. That was a big second strike. Looked like Kearns turned that one over. A change or a two-seamer went down and away. 0-2 pitch to Kemper. Outside, missed by 6 inches off the plate. One ball, two strikes on the hitter, Mason Kemper, the first baseman for Fort Loramie. Two on, one out. Top of the fourth, 2-1 Rushi. slow overhand curveball. Swing and a miss for strike three.
Yeah, that was no man's land right there. It was close enough he had to swing at it, but that was a really good pitch.
Yep, Kemper went fishing. Looked like the ball caught the outside corner.
It was going to be close.
Backdoor curve was too close to take. Belated swing by Kemper. Couldn't get the bat on the ball. Two on, two out now for second baseman Shane Hilgefort for Fort Loramie. And Kearns is throwing first pitch strikes in and over 0-1. Hilgefort, a 275 batter on the year. Runners at first and second, two down for Fort Loramie. Top of the fourth, pitch to Hilgefort. Slow curve, looping liner, right field, in for a hit over the head of the second baseman. Right fielder on quickly, rifles a throw to the plate, and the runner at second for Fort Loramie's got to put the brakes on at third.
Yeah, well, that was not going to be, unless it was a bad throw or something, that was not going to be an out at the plate if he tried to send him.
The ball was dropped into short right in front of Clay George, who was playing in for Hilgefort. And a strike was thrown to the plate, keeping runners at first, second, and third. As on the single, Carter Siegel could not advance home from second base for Fort Loramie. And the bases are full for Fort Loramie with two down here in the top of the fourth inning. And left fielder Ben Barhorst steps in, a 333 hitter on the season. Another crucial segment in this game. Well, Kearns, after retiring eight in a row, is in some hot water now in the top of the fourth. Bases clogged with Fort Loramie runners, two down. Barhorst swings from the left side. Kearns begins him with a pitch in the dirt. It rolls away from Dries. He finds it. 1-0 on the batter, Barhorst. Keep in mind, one of Rushi's runs in this game, the result of a hit batsman with the bases loaded. Bases loaded now with Redskins. Two away, top of the fourth. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Barhorst from Kearns. Outside and low, missed by plenty. 2-0 the count.
Now the pressure mounts a little bit on Kearns right here. He's got to throw a strike, but you don't want to give him something that he can put in play somewhere.
Cloudy skies now overhead. Here is a very wide curveball. Was it ruled a strike?
No, 3-0.
3-0. The left hand went up of the plate umpire.
Yeah, but he stuck his three fingers up.
Yes,
so.
That's exactly.
He was getting ready to throw me. I thought he was getting ready to call it a strike.
It was wide of the mark. Kearns way behind at 3-0. Barhorst, is he taking all the way? Yes, it's a strike on the outside half. 3-1 on Ben Barhorst to Fort Loramie.
Now, this is your number nine hitter, and we talked about that before the game. This is where you win games with your bottom of your order picking up runs.
Right. Here's the action pitch by Kearns. Fastball strike at the knees. Cut the plate in half. Barhorst looked it over. Good call by the plate umpire. Knee high, hollow of the knee, just below the kneecap. Full count on Barhorst. Bases full, two down for Fort Loramie. 3-2 pitch by Kearns. A little blooper to third. Third baseman for Rushi charges, fields on a bounce. Throws it late at first. It's wild. It's down the right field line. It rolls toward the bullpen. One run scores for Fort Loramie. Two runs are home, and the Redskins have taken the lead. Two big throwing miscues by Rushi here in the fourth inning.
Well, that was a tough play for the third baseman. He really had no play at the plate because everybody was 3-2. Everybody was off with the pitch. His only play was the first.
To re-describe what happened, Chuck, full swing by Barhorst, barely got the bat on the ball. A blooper to third at the feet of the third baseman for Rushi. Drew Sherman could not make the catch, did field on a bounce. The ball seemed to stick in the grass momentarily, didn't bounce up for Sherman. He had to dig it out of the turf, and he wasn't going to get the runner at first anyway. Threw it away in his haste, and Fort Loramie's grabbed the lead 3-2. Dylan Albers, the leadoff hitter for the Redskins, pulls a high drive to right. George stepping back 1-2-3 steps. Got it for Rushi. Boy, hit there by Fort Loramie would have played it a couple more. But the Redskins are happy with the lead. Middle of the fourth inning here at Springfield. Fort Loramie 3, Rushi 2 on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business.
Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So far, the difference in this game, a run, but two costly errors by Rushi there in the fourth inning, enabling Fort Loramie to plate two. Two runs, three hits for the Redskins in that fourth frame. We'd have to give Ben Barhorst an infield single on the number to third. He was going to beat that play at first. Batting from the left side, Barhorst got down there quickly. But overthrows by the third baseman and the first baseman by Rushi in the fourth inning helped Fort Loramie along, and the Redskins have taken the lead back at 3-2. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Jack Daypore starts it off for Rushi against Middendorf. High inside curveball, ball one. Middendorf out in the second on a well-struck fly ball to center. Here's the windup by Middendorf. Pitch to Daypore. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Two runs, three hits for Fort Loramie in the fourth. Two Rushi errors. 1-1 count. Slow breaking curveball, top to third, foul off the bat of Daypore. 1-2 on him. Good crowd has filed in here at Springfield at Carlton Davidson Stadium. Rushi fans adorned in blue and gold to her right. Fort Loramie fans adorned in red and black to her left. Here's a chest-high curveball as the hitter, Daypore, tries to time it up and rips it foul at third. One ball, two strikes on Daypore. Rushi down a run now. 3-2, bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the windup, the pitch to Daypore. Curveball misses low and in. Very close. Daypore eyeballed it. So did the home plate umpire. And the call went the hitter's way. 2-2 count on Daypore, starting the fourth for Rushi. Here's a fastball. It's up in the zone. Daypore can't get a piece of it. He's out on strikes. Oh, Middendorf with some heat after a steady diet of breaking stuff to Daypore. He went upstairs with the rising fastball, and Daypore didn't catch up to it.
Well, sometimes when you've seen that steady diet, like you talked about, of off speed, that fastball looks faster than it really is.
DH Darrell Levy steps in for Rushi. He bats from the left side. The pitch by Middendorf, low and away, ball one. I wonder what Middendorf's pitch count is getting to be now, Chuck.
Well, he had thrown 46 going into this inning.
Foul by Levy, high in the air to the left, out of play over the stands. Tri-County North, down beyond the left field fence, getting loose in preparation for game two. Newark Catholic down beyond the right field barrier.
Well, I can't see far enough down there to see who it is, but Rushi does have action in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm. Very slow curveball to Levy. He waits on it, doesn't pull the trigger, takes it, and it's in and over for a strike. 1-2 on Levy. Middendorf's pitch, another curveball. It bounces to the plate. Levy goes after it anyway. Can't get the bat on the ball, out on strikes. Tag at the home plate, but burning of Levy. Two up, two down, two Ks for Middendorf, who is fashioning a strong fourth inning, Chuck.
Yeah. He's really picked it up right now. He's that one run, that one inning, and other than that, he's really pitched well.
Middendorf's first 2 strikeout to the game coming here in the fourth inning. Right fielder Clay George looks at a strike, knee high on the inside edge, 0-1 on him. George bat from the right side. Slow curveball around the plate. Umpire didn't give Middendorf the outside corner on that one, 1-1 count. Again, the center fielder for Fort Loramie, Dylan Albers, shading the hitter to the right. George shoots a foul over the Rushi dugout, out of play.
Scattered some fans. This net does not go down very far along the stands on this side.
No, it doesn't.
You better be awake.
1-2 count on George for Rushi. 2 down in the Raiders' fourth. Fort Loramie leads 3-2. Slow curve by Middendorf. Yes, sir. It caught the outside corner. Oh, a dandy pitch. Beautifully done by Middendorf. George may have given up on it. The right-hand batter watched it curve in and over the outside edge. And 3 up, 3 down, all on strikes here in the fourth inning for Rushi. We enter the fifth. Fort Loramie 3, Rushi 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
What is Brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
And this is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie Redskins 3, Rushi Raiders 2. We start play here in the fifth of this D4 regional semifinal in Springfield. The winner comes back tomorrow at 11 to take on the club triumphant in game 2 today, Newark Catholic and Tri-County North. First pitch tomorrow, 11. We're on the web online here at 10:30 tomorrow. A couple of shout-outs to Dave Ross and Sheldon Weichel listening up in the Fort Loramie area today. They've tuned in, and they indicate to us via social media that we're coming in loud and clear. Huge listening audience for this weekday tournament game here in Springfield. We thank all of you for tuning in to scoresbroadcast.com. First batter, Eli Rosengarten, fifth inning for Fort Loramie. High pop to first to Hunter Cohey, who steps into foul ground between the bag and coaching box, and he snags it for the out.
Well, you were asking about the pitch count. That was the 63rd by Kearns, and Middendorf's thrown 60 now.
Rosengarten out on the pop to first, and Daniel Burning hits. He wears 28 on his back. Kearns on the mound for the Raiders. Swings into action to Burning. Change up low and away for a ball. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Fort Loramie, the visiting team. Rushi, the home club. Each team has hit 4 times. Redskins so far with 3 runs on 6 hits. Here's a ground ball to third. Good play behind the bag by Sherman. Wow, long throw. Got him at first base.
That ESPN highlight right
there. No.
That was impressive.
What a play by Sherman at third. Diving stop behind the bag as he lurched off to his right, our left as we look on, and gloved it and got up from his knees and rifled a strike to Cohey at first base, getting Burning by a half step.
I was going to say, Burning's got some wheels, and he threw him out fairly easily.
And if that ball gets by Sherman, it's down the line. It's an easy two-bagger for Burning. First pitch, a ball to Carter Siegel. Second pitch, a ball as well, low and away.
Siegel, two for two.
Yep, Siegel's got two singles so far in this game. He's wrapped the ball hard twice. Wind up, and the pitch by Kearns is low over the plate, but downstairs, 3-0 on Siegel. As Kearns pitches this man carefully, high and away, ball four. Four quick balls thrown to two for two. Carter Siegel has got two hits and a walk now. He's on at first with two down in the Fort Loramie fifth. C.J. Billing, who's got a sac fly to his credit in the first inning, and a fly out to center in the fourth. Strolls plateward now. And the Rushi Raiders coaching staff is coming to the mound at the moment. Kevin Flippo, head coach.
Make a change.
Yep, we're going to have a pitching change. Hope I properly referred to Kevin as Flippo in the pregame. I got my P's mixed up because there's a Dion Putoff and there's a Kevin Flippo, both very common names beginning with P in the Upper Miami Valley. And sometimes my mind quits working and I...
I think we call that age, Jack. I'm not sure.
Is that what it is?
It is in my case.
Pitching change for Rushi here in the fifth inning with Fort Loramie batting. Two down, one on. We'll take a break and then return. Redskins up 3-2 in the fifth on scorersbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Right-hander Jack Daypour on the mound for Rushi in relief of Daniel Kearns. I believe Trenton Monin has gone to left field, Chuck?
Yep, that's what Matt Zerker came over. Those were the changes that were made.
So Daypour is out of left and to the mound. Daypour moving from left field to the pitching spot now for the Raiders. Trenton Monin in off the bench. He is in left field as the second pitch by Daypour to the Fort Loramie of to the Fort Loramie hitter, C.J. Billing, clips him on the headgear, up and in. Hit batter. Well, we've got a couple hit batsmen in this game, one each way. And the one time Rushi was hit today, it produced a run with the bases full. And now Fort Loramie mounts a two-out rally here in the fifth. Two on, two down, up a run. And Daypour's got to go to work on Jared Middendorf. A strikeout and a bounce out to third by Middendorf, who looks at a strike on the pitch by Daypour. Fastball above the belt right down the pipe.
This is exactly the game that we thought we were going to see. Mm-hmm. Those two errors by Rushi have been costly so far.
Here's the windup by Daypour. The pitch up above the strike zone. Middendorf looked it over. 1-1. Two on, two out for Fort Loramie in the Redskins' top of the fifth. 3-2, Fort Loramie leads. 3-2, by the way, was the final score of one of Fort Loramie's wins over Rushi this year. Here's a fastball lined into left center field. It is over the head of Putoff. It is cut off in the gap by Trenton Monin. One run scores for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who go on top 4-2. Carter Siegel blitzed his way around third as Jared Middendorf does a lot to help his own cause right there, extending his lead from 3-2 to 4-2. A nice, clean base knock by Middendorf to left center over the head of Dion Putoff at short.
That was a rope, and there was nothing that Rusey was going to do about that one. They did a nice job of fielding it and keeping the runners at first and second.
Yes. Two on, two out for Fort Loramie. A run in here in the fifth as the Redskins have extended the lead. Mason Kemper up. Here's a wild pitch, bouncing to the plate, rolling away from Dries about 15 feet. He scurries after it. Runners are at second and third now.
Daypore looked like he was still trying to get his grip on the pitch when he released it.
Well, Mason Kemper here, Chuck, could break this game open with a two-run single. That would extend Fort Loramie's bulge to four runs. It's 4-2 at the moment in the top of the fifth. Daypore into the stretch. Pitch is wide outside just off the corner. 2-0 to Kemper. You've got Hilgefort up next. First base is open. You don't want to make a mistake down 2-0 to the hitter. Up and in, 3-0. Runners on at second and third for Fort Loramie. Up and in, ball four. That was a semi-intentional pass, I think, to the batter after Daypore got behind. So Mason Kemper is on at first with a walk. Bases have been loaded for Fort Loramie now. Shane Hilgefort, who has been out on a ground ball to short and a single to right, steps in after a brief conference with head coach Bill Sturwald at third. Runners at first, second, and third for Fort Loramie. All of this damage, Chuck, after two were retired.
Exactly.
The pitch by Daypore. Just off the plate outside. Ball one. Don't think Daypore's thrown a strike yet, has he?
Not many.
There's one on the inside half at the belt. 1-1 count on the batter, Hilgefort. Fort Loramie up two runs. Rusci trying to keep the deficit right there. Redskins trying to stretch it out. And the hitter steps out of the box. Plate umpire signals time. No pitch. 1-1. The count on Shane Hilgefort. Outfield shallow and right and center. Rusci's left fielder, Trenton Monin, moderately deep.
Well, they cannot afford to give up another run.
Here's a swing on an outside fastball, fly to right. On the move, the right fielder for Rusci. Going hard is George on the line. Got it as he was zipping away from home plate. That was a fair ball. And if that dropped, Chuck, it would have cleared him. It would have sent all three home. Good play, but George over his shoulder down the right field line. Fortunately for him, the sun was behind the clouds.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Fort Loramie did tack on a run. We're in the middle of the fifth here at Springfield. Fort Loramie 4, Rusci 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack with Chuck here in Springfield. Good game, 4-2. Fort Loramie leads Rusci. Rusci led at one point in this contest, 2-1. But the Fort Loramie Redskins have battled back, got a 3-2 lead thanks to a pair of runs in the fourth, added another in the fifth, And as we approach the bottom of the fifth, Jared Middendorf on the mound and his Fort Laramie Redskins have a 4-2 advantage. That last out recorded by Rushi in the top of the fifth goes down in the scorebook. Chuck, is a fly ball to 9 off the bat of Hilgefort, but a very sharp play in right field by Clay George as he superbly tracked it down. That's a bases-clearing double or triple if it drops.
Hey, that would have been the end of the game.
Middendorf to the mound against Rushi. Slow-breaking curveball in under the hands of Dion Putoff. The hurler for Fort Laramie, Middendorf, coming off his best frame. 3 strikeouts in the fourth. Oh, here's a ball cracked to deep left center. Does it get up the gap? It is in the hole between the left and center fielder as Dion Putoff has just rifled a double for Rushi to begin the bottom of the fifth.
Well backed up by the center fielder because that looked like it was going to be a triple all the way.
Yeah, Ben Barhorst made a valiant effort as he was scampering for the ball in the alley. He made a leap for it, could not get his glove on it. Dylan Albers, as Chuck noted, roamed over behind him and scooped up the ball off the grass, preventing the speedy Dion Putoff from circling second and going on to third. But he's got a double, and the tying run for Rushi is at the plate in the person of Dylan Cordonier. Here's a fastball up and away, ball one.
That's an important run out there on second base right now. I mean, it's getting late enough in the innings that they need to score when they get chances.
Here is the windup by Middendorf. Out of the stretch. Foul off the hands behind first. Out of play as it sails beyond the fence. Cordonier has popped to short, flied to right. Putoff had been 0-for-2 before that two-bagger for Rushi. That was Rushi's 1-2-3-4th, fifth hit of the game. Oh, that pitch is in the dirt. It's a wild one. It scoots away from the Fort Laramie catcher, rolling to the backstop, and Putoff walks to third base on the wild throw to home by Middendorf.
Yeah, he hung onto the curveball too long that time and bounced it in the dirt.
So now the hitter, Dylan Cordonier, steps back into the box with a 2-1 count. No one retired yet in this inning. Putoff at third for Rushi. Raiders down 4-2. Middendorf stretching, pitching to Dylan Cordonier, just low below the knees. Fort Laramie wanted that one. 2-ball, 2-strike count on Cordonier. Middle infielders for Fort Laramie. Playing back, only on the corners would Fort Laramie try to prevent the run from scoring. There's a ball wrapped to third. C.J. Billing off to his left, goes to a knee, has it, looks at third, fires to first, out. One away in the frame, Fort Laramie with a nice defensive maneuver. And the Rushi runner is stalled right there at third.
That was well played, and a good job by Rushi not trying to score on that because they weren't going to get there.
No. So Cordonier out 5-3, third to first. Drew Sherman up, runner at third. Line drive over the head of pitcher Middendorf on into center field for a base hit. Middendorf stuck the glove up in self-defense, thought for an instant he might have gotten some leather on it. It got past him and then shot through the middle of the diamond. Clean single for Sherman. A one-out run-scoring base hit for Drew. That chased Putoff home, and it's a 4-3 game. Fort Laramie 4, Rushi 3. Here's Hunter Cohey to the plate. Big curveball by Middendorf, maybe his best pitch of the afternoon. And the plate umpire gave Middendorf the low strike. Looked like Burning might have caught that one just inches off the ground. Cohey's a big hitter standing in there at 6'3". 0-1, Middendorf into the stretch, a throw on to first, and the runner is back. That's the tying run at first base here in the bottom of the fifth. One out. Cohey back in the box. A strike on him. Outfield is deep. Throw on to first again. Kohee, a 400 hitter during the regular season. Boy, he is very capable of mashing this ball beyond the outfielders. Here in this spacious Carlton Davidson Stadium. Curveball missed inside. Redskins wanted that, so did Middendorf.
Well, I think that the count is 1-1, which it should be. Maybe the two pitches were reversed, though.
I agree. Yeah. 1-1 count on Kohee. Runner at first for Rushi, one out in the bottom of the fifth. Raiders down a run. Stretch by Middendorf, pitch to Kohee. Swing and a foul ball at the plate. Big looping off-speed breaking ball from Middendorf. And Kohee topped it right there in the box.
Well, now Middendorf gains the advantage there with two strikes. Now he has a choice to throw whatever he wants to throw here.
Do you try to sneak a fastball past him up and in?
Boy, maybe. Yeah, if I throw it, I'm going to throw it high. I want him chasing something. I'm not going to give him something they can put the bat on because this kid can hit it.
I like your angle. Throw to first base by Middendorf. Runner steps back. That's Drew Sherman at first. Rushi, a very speedy club. Middendorf looks at first base. Sherman with the lead. Kohee takes outside. It missed by a few inches. Middendorf wanted that one, didn't get it. He shrugs his shoulders. 2-2 on Kohee. Bottom of the fifth inning. Heck of a game. Fort Loramie up a run. 4-3. Action pitch to Kohee. Big swing on a curveball. Bounce to Billing at third. Scoops it up. Bobbles. And then throws wildly to first. It short hopped the first baseman. Tracked down in foul ground about 15 feet beyond the bag by Mason Kemper of Fort Loramie. And Drew Sherman, as a result, Chuck, wheels around second base. He dances all the way to third. And Kohee safe at first. Throwing error by Fort Loramie. Each team has had a miscue throwing the ball from the third base position. And now the Raiders are in business. Runners at first and third, one out in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Well, that was another time where Kohee, who hits the ball hard, took a full swing and just topped it. And the third baseman was not prepared for that.
I think if Billing feels cleanly, Kohee's retired.
He throws him out. They still got the runner down there.
That's an E5 all the way. No base hit. Here's a bunt. Well done by Kevin Dreese. Pitcher Middendorf off the mound. Safety squeeze, or it might have been the suicide squeeze.
It was safety, I think, because he wasn't breaking yet. He didn't break till the ball was on the ground.
Middendorf made the play, shoveled to first. A first pitch bunt. A first pitch bunt, but Kevin Dreese got the bat on the ball beautifully. Rolled it to the first base side of the mound, and Middendorf's only play was at first. And Drew Sherman raced home with the tying run. We're dead even at four.
You got the pupil and the teacher out here coaching against each other.
Yep, you're so right. Kevin Flippo, for so many years, worked under head coach Bill Sturwald. And we have a hit batsman. Bouncing ball to the plate, thrown by Middendorf. And it glanced off the knee of Evan Monier. Runners at first and second now with two down for Rushi. Go-ahead run is 180 feet away at second base. Boy, things have been happening here in the last inning or two. Both sides have made errors at third base. Rushi's made one at first. Two on, two out, game tied at four. Here's the windup and the pitch of the plate. Foul right there at home plate off the bat of Jack Daypore.
Well, they're certainly still not, they're not hitting Middendorf hard still, but they're putting the ball in play and making Loramie field the ball. That's what you got to do.
My mistake, Evan Monier is hitting. Daypore on deck. No, I'm sorry, it is Daypore up. It was... Here's a swing and a foul ball rolling off to the left. 0-2 count on Daypore. It was Monier who was hit by the pitch.
Right. Yep.
After the sack bunt by Dreese. Two strikes on Daypore. Two on for Rushi, which has tied the game up here in the bottom of the fifth. Middendorf still pitching for Fort Loramie in the stretch. Big curveball. Rammed to third. Billing off to his right. Caught it. Line drive to C.J. Billing. Ball was pretty well hit. He was up close in front of the bag. And if he doesn't clutch that when it's passed him down the line, at least a run scores, maybe two. So Billing atones himself right there with a nice play after the error earlier in the inning. We've played five here now at Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium. Rushi 4, Fort Loramie 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Oh, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com as we salute the following: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. On the web at TomJerry's.com. In addition, thank you, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime at Primary Eye Care. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, an anchor underwriting sponsor, along with Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney on 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Well, Fort Loramie batting here in the top of the sixth, and I will report to you that the first hitter facing Jack Daypour for the Redskins has drawn a very hasty four-pitch walk. So Dylan Cordonier steps in after Ben Barhorst gets a base on balls for Fort Loramie. Four straight pitches by Daypour out of the zone. He's thrown far more balls than he has strikes in his relief stint so far. Snap throw to first, runner back. Dylan Albers at the plate for Fort Loramie. Swings from the left side. Go ahead, run at first. Top of the sixth inning here in Springfield. Two throws by Daypour to first base. Runner gets back. Big situation here. Albers, a contact hitter, squares to bunt, brings the bat back, takes it right down the pike for a strike. First pitch to him, split the plate 50-50. Nothing and one on Albers. Albers, a 377 hitter during the regular season. Another throw to first. Runner is back. Way up at third is Sherman Ferrucci. He can nearly shake hands with Albers, who bunts in front of home plate. Daypour and Sherman fight over the ball, and it is eventually picked up on the play by Sherman. His throw to first is on a bounce, juggled, safe.
Well, that's one of those where you got to have communication, and it truly should have been the third baseman's ball because he's got the better look to throw to first base.
Was it the pitcher who finally gloved it, Chuck?
Yeah, he picked it up, but it was too late, and the throw was low. Cohee couldn't, I think he would have been out, but he couldn't dig it out of the dirt without bobbling it a little bit.
I think you're right. It would have been an out play. Sherman and Daypour got to the ball at about the same time. Here's a pop-up bunt by Fort Loramie. Caught Madrice behind home plate. That's a big out right there. Huge out. Eli Rosengarten attempting to bunt and move the runners along to second and third. Fouls out. So Albers remains at first on the error. That was an error E1 on the pitcher Dayport. It was not Sherman who made the play. It was Albers, as Chuck appropriately noted. And then the foul out by Rosengarten. Here's Daniel Burning with two aboard and one out. Big hook. Fine curveball by Dayport. A strike. Had Burning leaning away. We are in the top of the sixth inning. Fort Loramie batting, game tied at 4, 2 on, 1 out. Pitch to Burning high, 1 and 1. Burning a strong hitter, 345 on the year. His 26 RBIs, second most on the Fort Loramie club. And he's in a run-producing situation right now. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie. Infield, a double play depth. Third baseman Sherman for the Raiders is a step or two behind the bag. Here's the pitch to Burning. Foul tip at the plate. In fact, it bounced right off home to the right. Dries picked it up. Two strikes on Burning, and Dayport needs a K right now in the worst way. And Daniel Burning wants to spoil this next pitch and plunk one into the open space in the outfield. Here's the pitch by Dayport. Burning, ground ball to short. Nice field by the shortstop, put off. On to second. Relay to first is on the ground, short. Good base running by Fort Loramie. Beautifully done by the Redskins' Dylan Albers, who cut the legs out from under the pivot man at second base.
That's exactly what you do. He made sure that they did not get the double play.
I said Dylan Albers, Chuck. It was actually, it was Dylan Albers running. Mm-hmm. Nice play by him to prevent the DP. I don't know if Rushi could have turned it anyway. Might have been able to. Would have been iffy. And now the Rushi coaching staff has sent a man out to question whether or not there was runner interference on the play at second base, maybe?
Well, it looked like he slid right into him at the bag. I don't think he's going to be able to make this stick now.
Well,
you go out and ask, though.
Oh, yeah, you're going to lobby for a double play. That's an automatic DP if you get the interference call.
Exactly. We're going to go to the monitor. Oh, wait. Wrong sport.
And the Rushi Raiders.
Well, now they're talking about a defensive play here. First and third,
uh-huh.
They're going to steal. And I love this play when I coached against dumb teams, but this isn't a dumb team. you get the runner at first, you try to get him in a rundown and try to score the runner from third base with two outs. I don't think that Rushi's going to fall for this.
Runners at first and third, two out for Fort Loramie. Game tied at 4, top of the sixth inning. Dayport on the mound for the Raiders. Carter Siegel, who's got a perfect afternoon going, two singles and a walk, steps in. Go-ahead run 90 feet away at third. Dayport's pitch to Siegel is on the inside corner for a strike.
And as at Fort Loramie, Coach Sterwald has to make a decision. He's got a kid that's really hot at the plate. I'm not sure you take the bat out of his hand to try to run some kind of a gimmick thing right here.
And that's a fine point. Dayport in the stretch. Here's the pitch to Siegel. Oh, strike two called. High curveball. And the runner on first for Fort Loramie moseys off the bag. Goes halfway to second. Tries to invite a throw. Raiders are not coaxed into making that throw. And it's a steal of second as a result of indifference by the Rushi Raiders. And Fort Loramie now has runners at second and third. But two strikes on Carter Siegel. Two excellent pitches by Dayport, who wings that one up top high for a ball. That was a wasted throw by Dayport to give the hitter Siegel another level to look at. There's a ground ball to first toward Cohey. Foul by a foot. A ball and two strikes on Carter Siegel. Siegel's third hit of the day would give Fort Loramie the lead. Runners at second and third for the Redskins. Ben Barhorst down at third. And Eli Rosengarten is at second base. Swing the bat back and forth is the hitter, Siegel. Napier pumps, overhand curveball, missed outside. Verushi crowd, you can hear in the background, wanted a strike three call. And it was clearly wide.
It was wide. And sitting down the first base line is really hard to get a perspective of where that was. It probably from where they were looking, it was awfully close. It wasn't as close from behind the plate.
Nope.
A good 6 inches outside.
2-2 pitch to Siegel, who swings the bat back and forth and cuts on the 2-2 offering and trickles a foul off to the left to the on-deck circle. Gobbled up there by C.J. Billing, who awaits his at-bat. Siegel still alive. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Here's a curveball, nub foul again toward Billing in the on-deck area.
This is a really good at bat by Siegel because he's thrown some really nice pitches that he's wasting on him by fouling them off.
A base hit should produce two with two out. Runners at second and third for Fort Loramie, game tied at four. Daypore trying to work out of trouble in the Fort Loramie sixth. And that pitch is spoiled by the batter, Siegel, who fouls it to the screen. Daypore tried to sneak a hard heater past him. Looked like a four-seamer up and out over the plate. And Siegel made a swipe at it and chucked that one back to the backstop. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Daypore to Siegel. Two on, two out. Swing and a miss on an inside fastball under the hands. Might have been foul tipped into the glove of Dries, who hung on. And Rushi gets out of a jam in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Fort Loramie 4, Rushi 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney has high-quality furniture available to meet your budget. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Great savings always at Goffney Furniture. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment areas, and adult and youth bedrooms, too. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. In-store items marked down. Great savings always at Goffney. Go to the website. Take advantage of a coupon there for more savings. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Fort Loramie, 4 runs, 7 hits, an error. Rushi, 4 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors. Rushi's made errors fielding and throwing at first, third, and on the mound. Fort Loramie's hit a batter with the bases full to produce a run. And Rushi with a very successful safety squeeze to produce a run.
Yeah, that was impressive. I love that play.
The little things, Chuck, as we knew, meaning so much in this game here today.
Right, no doubt.
Two balls on Rushi's first hitter here in the bottom of the sixth. And then a strike call to Darryl Levy on the outside corner. Jared Middendorf still working for Fort Loramie into the bottom of the sixth inning. Leiby takes it low and away, 3-1. Where's Middendorf now in the pitch count, Chuck?
Well, he has 78 coming into this inning, so he's got to be about 83, maybe 82, 83.
Mm-hmm. 3-1 count on Leiby. Rushi tries to get the first runner aboard in the inning. Way outside and low. Middendorf laboring just a little bit right now. Leiby walks. He's at first. And let's see if the Raiders have a game on now. Perhaps a sack bunt. Certainly a pinch runner for Leiby.
Definitely.
And that is the case. In fact, stoppage in action because Fort Loramie head coach Bill Sturwald has entered the mound. And that gives us the opportunity to take a break. Maybe a pitching change for Fort Loramie. Game tied at 4. Bottom of the 6th at Springfield. Raiders 4, Redskins 4. Raiders 1 on, none out in the last of the 6th inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
As we return to action here at Springfield, Fort Loramie elected to not make a pitching change. And on Middendorf's first throw to Clay George, he got down the sack bunt, moving the pinch runner on to second. And Rushi now has the go-ahead run at second base with one out in the bottom of the 6th inning. It's a 4-4 game, and the Rushi Raiders are back at the top of the order. Dion Putoff steps in, Chuck. And we talked about this in the pregame, the importance of the bottom of the order, setting up the good hitters at the top.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Loramie's been strong there. This would be a big hit for Rushi right here.
There's a low curveball, Middendorf to Putoff, 1-1 count. Rushi with a runner at second, one out, bottom of the 6th inning, game tied at 4. Putoff today has a double, a ringing two-bagger. And out to third, and a pop to second. Here's a line drive, single in the hole between third and short for Putoff. The left fielder for Fort Loramie charges in a hurry. Ben Barhorst gets a snappy throw back into the cutoff, and the Rushi runner at second has to put on the brakes at third. Raiders have runners at first and third, one out in the bottom of the 6th inning. And now Bill Sturwald for Fort Loramie makes his second trip to the mound. And this will dictate a pitching change. 4-4. Rushi, Fort Loramie, Chuck, we wouldn't have expected anything less.
It's been terrific. I love high school baseball anyway, but this has been a terrific game. And to have Rushi and Loramie, they love each other so much in all sports. So this has just been terrific.
Yeah, Rushi beat Fort Loramie twice in basketball this year in the regular season. Fort Loramie won the tournament game. In fact, the Redskins turned the tables on Rushi the last 2 years in that fashion. In baseball, shoes on the other foot, Fort Loramie won twice in the regular season. Rushi's trying to return the favor and win the tourney contest. We have a pitching change for Fort Loramie. We'll return in a moment. 4-4, bottom of the 6th. Raiders with runners at first and third, one out on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Eli Rosengarten on in relief for Fort Loramie. Rosengarten has pitched in excess of 33 innings this year. He's given up 7 earned runs, 21 strikeouts, a fine ERA of less than 1.5. And the right-hander is on in relief of Jared Middendorf of Fort Loramie. And when action resumes, the Raiders will have runners on the corners with one away here in the inning. The recent batter for Rushi, Dion Putoff, spanked a single between third and short, advancing the runner on second to third. Putoff is at first, the one out in the inning, the sack bunt by Clay George. The inning got started when Darrell Levy was hit by a pitch.
Well, here now, Loramie, they're out there, they're discussing what they're going to do defensively. They're not going to... They're not going to worry about the runner going to second if he does. I can't imagine they're going to try to throw him out. Now, there are some plays where you look like you're throwing it and you throw the ball directly like to the shortstop who's not covering and see what happens with the guy on third base. But I don't think these are so well-coached teams that I don't think you're going to get any kind of a trick play to get a run out of this.
No, I don't see a slip-up by either team in this situation, although there is a very good chance that the very speedy Dion Putoff at some point in this at bat might be on the move.
Well, yeah, you want to take that force out at second base on a ball hit up the middle. So yeah, right. I would send him.
Fort Loramie now has gone with this 5 infield look and no left fielder. I wonder if Bill Sturwald has got a patent on this. I have not seen this in high school baseball, and I've watched a lot of it. Chuck, I umpired it for about 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, I know. I've not seen this. Not to bring an outfielder in like this, but I'm impressed.
Dylan Cordonier gets down a bunt. It's up the first baseline. It was a safety squeeze, but it's foul. Middendorf at first made the wise move. He came 20 feet down inside the bag, and the last couple hops of the ball were twisting and turning to the right. Middendorf gloved it just as it curled foul.
Yeah, if he would have fielded that fair, that would have given them Rushi the lead, that's for sure.
Yep. 1-1 count on Dylan Cordonier, put off at first. Fort Loramie's got a right fielder, a center fielder, and essentially two second basemen, two young men to the right field side of second for the batter, Dylan Cordonier. One other hitter later in the Rushi lineup, Evan Monier, I believe, was defensed in a similar fashion.
Exactly the same way.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on, dribbled to third, fielded nicely by Billing. Billing throws to the plate, but the plate umpire rules that the ball came off the shoe top of Cordonier, and that's the right call.
It is the right call, and probably advantage that time to Rushi, because I think he was out at the plate.
No question. Billing was charging, and the runner on third was scooting home, and he was going to be a dead duck but 10 feet. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Cordonier. Smack back up the middle, behind the mound, fielded by the shortstop. Belated throw to first base. Save. Fort Loramie got no one. Run scores.
I'm not sure I agree with the call at first base. I thought he was out, but the run would have scored anyway.
And Bill Sturwald believes like you do, Chuck, and I'm leaning that direction as well. I thought the runner at first was out by less than a half step. And Rushi gets the benefit of the call. Run would have scored anyway.
Yep. But you're not going to get a change. The only way you would get a change is if one of the other umpires stepped in, and they're not going to do that on a guy that close to first base. They're not going to overrule him.
The play was made on the infield part of the diamond in front of the second base bag. No opportunity to get a force at second. The ball got through Rosengarten on the mound. Ball hit fairly hard. off the bat of Cordonier. Now Rushi's gone ahead 5-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. And runners are on at first and second, still only one out. Here's Sherman, look out. There's a ball spanked into right center field. Well hit, up the gap. It's going to score two. Sherman might be able to get a triple. He's at second. Here he comes, wheeling into third. A bases clearing three-bagger by Drew Sherman to break this game open at 7-4.
Well, that was a shot. And I'll tell you, I was just looking up there before that. You had talked about Rushi had 9 hits in the 2 games. They've got 9 hits in this game now.
Yep, yep. Wow, Sherman got a hold of that one. He hit a pitch that was on the outside corner, and he drove it to right center. The right-hand batter, Sherman, did a number on that throw from Rosengarten. Drew Sherman rifled one to right center. Ball was never more than 10 feet off the ground. It got up the gap, and Sherman rolled on into third with an easy three-bagger, plating two more. 7-4 Raiders, still just one out, another run 90 feet away. Here's a pop foul behind home plate. Good hustle
nice
by
play.
Fort Loramie, catch made.
They got a new catcher. I don't know who that is.
Good job by the Redskins to record that out and keep Sherman at third. Very good maneuver. Fine play by Dylan Albers, who's come in behind the plate from his outfield spot. That was a hustling effort by him. Stepping in now for Rushi is Kevin Dries. Still another run 90 feet away. It was Hunter Cohey on the high foul pop. There's a swing by Dries on an outside curveball, and he places one along the right field line, fair for another hit. And Drew Sherman romps home, 8-4 Raiders. Rosengarten is being touched up here in the sixth inning.
Well, they're hitting him hard.
Two pitches on the outside corner, right-hand batters in this inning, Sherman and Dries, and each hitter for Rushi put on a clinic, Chuck. Hit the ball where it was pitched.
Exactly.
To the right of second base.
You keep your head on the ball, and you keep it out over the plate, and that's where you want to hit that. And, boy, they hit it on a rocket.
Two out, one on for Rushi, which has broken the 4-4 tie with four here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Evan Monier at the plate now. Pitch to him is bounced to short. Redskins will get the easy force at second to finally retire Rushi and end a four-run Raiders sixth inning. We go to the seventh, do or die for Fort Loramie. Redskins need four to tie, down 8-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
The Rushi Raiders, thanks to a four-run outburst in the sixth inning, now lead Fort Loramie by a score of 8-4, 8 runs, 10 hits for the Rushi Raiders in this game. 4 runs and a total of 5, 6, 7 hits for Fort Loramie, which will send up the 5th, 6th, and 7th hitters in the order in the top of the 7th inning.
Okay, let me ask you a question about the pitch count, if you know this one.
Yep.
Daypore has thrown 31 pitches so far.
Right.
So you assume if they win this that Cohey's going to be their pitcher. But can Daypore come back and throw tomorrow any innings at all.
30 to 50 a day off.
Okay, so he's done then. So they're down. So Kearns and Dayport are not going to be available tomorrow.
That's a very good observation, Chuck. That's a good point. You got to win the semifinal.
Well, you don't hold back. I've seen teams do that. Hold their ace, and then the ace got to watch the game the next day because they weren't playing.
Right. You don't get a chance to play for a berth in the state Final Four if you don't win that regional semi. You'll never make it to the final unless you pull out the stops here in this game between two Shelby County rivals. And Rushi has done that, as you've suggested, Chuck. Exhausted for tomorrow are both Kearns and Dayport. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Fort Loramie hitter C.J. Billing in the top of the seventh inning, with Rushi now leading 8-4. Pitch to Billing outside, a good foot off the zone and on the ground. And now Dayport has gone full 3-2. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Billing from Dayport. And it's smoked high and deep to left center field, but Rushi's got a beat on it. Roaming to his right is Dylan Cordonier. He tracks it, and he's got it for the out. On a day with the wind blowing to left center and not to the right field foul pole, that might have been a tougher play than it was.
Boy, the flag out there now, and the right center is pretty much...
Yep.
The wind's blowing straight from the top to the bottom.
Stationary flag is what you mean to say.
That's kind of what I meant.
One out for Fort Loramie in the inning. Strike call to Middendorf right through the middle. Up day four threw a big 3-2 strike, forcing Billing to cut on the sixth pitch of the previous at-bat. He flied to Dylan Cordonier in pretty deep left center, and now Middendorf is 1-1 against Dayport with one out. That one's outside off the plate, 2-1 on Middendorf. C.J. Billing had a sack fly, had been hit by a pitch. He's now flied out to center twice. Middendorf hits a 1-2 hopper to short. Dion put off glove for Rushi, chest high, and aims for Kohee and fires a strike at first base. Out number two for Fort Loramie. Redskins with one out remaining here in the top of the seventh, down 8-4. Fort Loramie beat Rushi twice in the regular season, 4-0 and 3-2. And it looks like a 4-run uprising by Rushi here in the sixth inning today may spell defeat for Fort Loramie in the regional semifinal. There's the pitch to the plate. It looked mighty good. It's ruled outside.
Well, 4-2 going into the bottom of the fifth, and you're
right.
Thinking that Loramie had the advantage, and boy, Rushi got the bats going in his last two innings.
Exactly. Tables got turned. You're right, Chuck. Fort Loramie did lead 4-2 in this game going to the bottom of the fifth, and Rushi scored 6 runs in the fifth and sixth innings, 2 in the fifth, 4 in the sixth. Here's a 1-strike swing and a miss. Strike 2 on Kemper, who's now down a ball and 2 strikes. 2 out for Fort Loramie in the seventh. Dayport winding, firing right down the middle. Kemper doesn't get the bat off the shoulder, looks at it, strike 3, and it's over. And the Rushi Raiders rejoice. Rushi victorious over Fort Loramie, 8-4 in the regional semifinal here today in Springfield, as Fort Loramie goes down in order in the seventh inning. As we mentioned a moment ago, Redskins led this game 4-2, heading to the bottom of the fifth. The Raiders tied it with 2, and then smacked Rushi, or I should say smacked Fort Loramie, with 4 more in the bottom of the sixth to put this game away. And the Raiders are down, or I should say the Raiders mow down Fort Loramie 1-2-3 in the seventh. It was anybody's ball game through 5, and then Rushi exploded. And Rushi will play the winner of the Newark Catholic Tri-County North game, which starts at 5 here in Springfield today. In the regional final tomorrow at 11, we'll have the webcast for you at 4:30. What am I saying, 4:30? I'm thinking the game's at 5.
I'll be here at 4:30.
10:30 webcast time tomorrow, 10:30 on the web. First pitch at 11, Rushi against Tri-County North. or Newark Catholic. Chuck, let's take a break. We'll total things up here in front of us on the countertop. Quickly summarize the game when we come back. Note the hitting stars and sign off in preparation for tomorrow's regional championship game as Rushi bids for a berth in the state Final Four tomorrow at 11. Raiders 8, Redskins 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here in Springfield, where Rushi has topped Fort Loramie 8-4. And as Chuck noted, the Raiders spent both Daniel Kearns and Jack Dayport today by virtue of the pitch count rule. Neither one would be available to come back tomorrow. Thus, the Raiders will put the ball in the hands of Hunter Cohey, the County Player of the Year, and he will take Rushi tomorrow on the mound, Chuck, as far as he can take them.
Well, if you're going to have one pitcher to throw out there, that's the guy you want to see if you're Rushi tomorrow. So, you know, he can go out there. He's the County Player of the Year for his hitting, for his fielding, and his pitching. So that's the guy you want to have the ball in a big game, and it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Boy, the last two at-bats here today, Rushi hit the ball very hard as they pounded out six runs in the fifth and sixth innings. 10 total hits for Rushi here today, Chuck. Who are the hitting stars for the Raiders, and who was strong offensively for Fort Loramie?
Well, looking, we're going to do our Clancy's Players of the Game, and for Fort Loramie it's going to be Carter Siegel. He was 2-of-3, scored two runs. He had a terrific game at the plate. And then for Rushi, there's a couple of them. Drew Sherman, 2-of-4, scored twice, drove in three. And the catcher, Kevin Dries, 3-for-3, scored a run, drove in two. Those are the Clancy's Players of the Game.
And Kevin also had a sacrifice bunt in this game. Perfect day for Kevin Dries. Those are our Clancy's winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. We'll be right back.
Well, the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, we're hoping that today, third time was a charm. Not expecting Fort Loramie to beat the Raiders three times. Rushi was confident, played very well, especially at the plate, 10 hits. Did make three miscues defensively, did Rushi. Fort Loramie was hoping that Jared Middendorf would make it three good starts in a row against Rushi. He'd beaten the Raiders for Fort Loramie on the mound twice in the regular season. Didn't happen. Rushi really tagged the baseball hard in the later innings, the fifth and sixth specifically.
Yeah, he pitched well up until that inning, and he ended up at five and a third innings, gave up five earned runs on seven hits. He walked two, struck out three. He had a terrific game, but just not enough. And I think maybe some of the senior leadership for Rushi kind of showed through. Sherman was outstanding today, and after the slow start by Kearns pitching, the pitching for Rushi actually did a real nice job the rest of the way.
You make a good point, Chuck, about youth and leadership. Very young Fort Loramie team. Six position players, sophomores. Six young men of the nine who started
impressive.
This game, all 10th graders.
Right.
At Fort Loramie will be mighty strong next year. This was a Fort Loramie team that was 10-9 at one point and came into this game today having won 10 of the last 11, was 20-10 on the year. Head coach Bill Sturwald will have a regional team again next year, I guarantee you.
You would assume, yes.
Middendorf, the fine pitcher, he's back. Just a sophomore. You've got two more years left, as do five others in this starting lineup. So we'll hear from Fort Loramie once again next season. You can bet Fort Loramie is a regional tournament team again in the spring of 2018. For Rushi, now 22-7, head coach Kevin Flippo pulls out a big win here today, having coached at Fort Loramie for many years before his four-year stint here at Rushi, third year as head coach. And now the winner of game one gets to sit back and scout game two, which I would think, Chuck, is a nice advantage to have.
Well, it is a nice advantage, because if you're here to watch the first game, your mind is still on what you're getting ready to do.
Exactly.
But there's nothing like winning that semifinal game. You get to relax. The popcorn smells great. You go up there and you sit, you scout. And you just enjoy the heck out of the fact that you're still playing baseball.
And the hot dogs and the horseradish mustard smell great, too. A lot of fun. We're back tomorrow at 10:30. Rushi against Newark Catholic or Tri-County North. First pitch at 11. Raiders have got a good shot to win it. This is a good Newark Catholic team, fine Tri-County North club. This is not the vintage Newark Catholic-type team that has gone to the state Final Four year after year after year. In fact, Fort Loramie in 07 and 10 beat Newark Catholic in the state championship. Newark Catholic does have Division IV titles under its belt, but it was only a 4 seed in the Central District in Division IV. So it's not the season-in, season-out powerhouse for Newark Catholic. Somewhat of a rebuilding season for Newark, but nonetheless, it's a club to be reckoned with, well-coached, outstanding tradition, and no matter who wins this second game, that should be a very good contest tomorrow. Tri-County North has had a cycle of very good athletes the last three or four years.
Yeah, they have.
And hit the ball extremely well. A superb offensive club is Tri-County North.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Tri-County North in all sports, and they were just kind of a doormat for a while, but they have really, really turned it around with this group of athletes, and they don't want this to end either.
Nope. So Rushi with 8 runs, 10 hits, and 4 errors officially wins the game. Fort Loramie, 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 miscue.
They called the one in right field where George, they said he made the catch, but then he dropped it transferring, and the runners moved up.
Uh-huh.
They called that an error.
That would make sense. I'd overlooked that one. So Rushi made errors at first base, on the mound, at third base, and in right field, and still won the game thanks to robust hitting at the plate.
Very timely hitting. Yep. And the last two innings, boy, they looked like a world-beating offensive team.
Sure did. Rushi 8, Fort Loramie 4, as Rushi advances to the regional championship tomorrow at 11. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, thanks to them so much. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Hannah, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also, gratitude to these Fort Loramie Game sponsors. Thanks so much, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA Program. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney. The In-Between, located just south of Botkins. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. On the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. In Anna Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And as we noted, with us every Fort Loramie game, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Chuck, always fun to be a part of high school baseball.
Yep.
We don't cover much up until regional tournament time.
That's because I won't go out when it's less than 70 degrees. there's the problem.
We've done the research. Early on in the season, most of the fans who are really interested are there at the game.
Exactly.
There's not a great market via electronic media, but come regional tournament time, there is an enormous audience. And I got texts and emails from seven different people who were joining us in the Upper Miami Valley earlier today for the coverage. So thank you so much. Webcast time, 10:30 tomorrow, first pitch 11, Rushi versus Newark Catholic or Tri-County North for a berth in the state Final Four. For Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon. From here at Springfield, again the final tally, the Rushi Raiders knock out the Fort Loramie Redskins 8-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.